Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, a class on Meches, and we're learning some Yotes. So the Shach in Yeridaya, in Simei Kufman Zayim, we said that for the purpose of doing, being Sheva Tas is not to do a mitzvah, the Shir is a Chomish. To Yoruba and Aveira, the Shir is Omamone. What about a situation where a person would lose use of a limb? Is that considered like mammon, and therefore a person would be mechuyev not to do an avera? He has to refrain from the avera, even if it might affect his body function. Or that's more like the person's life, giving a part of your life, and for the purpose of saving one's life, a person is allowed to do an avera. So he says, the Shach raises this question. He says, it would seem to him that it's considered like nefesh, considered like a loss of life. So a practical example of this, we said before from the idea that Michel Skinner contemplates that doing bittul of a mitzvah, say, multiple times is a chiyuv of ol mamona. Would that also be a chiyuv of losing function? So a person has an impediment in their mouth, and their mouth is not functioning properly. And the doctors say, well, what we can do is we can break the jaw and reset it. But if it's to reset properly, the person will have function of their mouth, the proper function of their mouth, etc. We have to wire it shut, and you're not allowed to talk for 3 months. This is the halacha l'maaseh shaila, which was asked to Posek, that is he allowed to sit b'shei baltasa and not fulfill the mitzvah of kriya shema deraisa and benching? So he wouldn't eat bread, he would just drink liquids, so the benching wasn't an issue. He had a straw which he was able to drink through, but he couldn't open his mouth more than that. But he's going to be mavato many mitzvahs say deraisa of kriya shema for 3 months. Is he allowed to do this surgery? So he said not doing the surgery would mean he would have a limb, part of his body, which was not functioning properly. That's equivalent to a loss of a limb. And to do this, he can get the use of his limb back. B'shei baltasa, he's going to sit and refrain. Well, but that b'shei baltasa many times is equivalent to like a lav. You have to give all of your money, but not the loss of a limb of your body. So that would be number one. What about a quick situation where the person is discussing loss of a limb, but the person is going to get sick? Now it's not a life-threatening illness, but it'll be clearly she'ein b'sakana. Does that bother you from doing a mitzvah zaseh? If I do the mitzvah zaseh, I'll get sick. So sitting in the sukkah, I'm not mitzar, I don't find the cold difficult, but I know that if I sit in the sukkah, I'm going to catch a very bad cold and be bedridden for 2 weeks. Is that a reason to relieve me from sitting in the sukkah? Or you say, sit in the sukkah, do the mitzvah, and you'll deal with the curly afterwards. It's not life-threatening. It's nothing dangerous. Is a person mechuyev to do that or not? So the the Tshuva's Binyan Shlomo, he raises this question in regards to a person who would eat matzah or more. A person has some type of a stomach issue, and eating matzah or more, he would get sick. So as a person mechuyev to eat matzah or more, he says that making the person sick is more than the equivalent of chamish nechasov. The same way Chazal said, you have a limit, you're not mechuyev to give chamish nechasov, you're not mechuyev to do mitzvah in a way that's going to make you sick. So a person would be relieved from his responsibility. Based on the explanations which we gave before, why Chazal put a chomish in place, it would be difficult to understand. Those are unique to the concept of being impoverished due to the loss of money, unless you are a person who's sick, can't work, and there is a potential of effect on themselves of a lack of kavod habrias, like we said, or the lack of, because of becoming ani through this. But simply just because of tzara guf alone would be difficult to understand. The Maisa, the minig of the Poskim is to assume, like this Binyan Shlomo, that a person to do a mitzvah, which we know that will make them sick, enough for the Mishkov, even though it's not life-threatening, a person is not mechayev to do the mitzvah in that situation. Obviously, in any halacha l'maaseh situation, a person should ask a shayla from their rav. Have a good day.